This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
We once again allow us to express our greetings and gratitude to each of you, and to once again remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as that silent communication, or that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. And once again, because of the energy that you have created within this space, you'll find it quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state and participate in that interaction. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent. But once again, as well as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we have suggested that existing within your physical being in this particular incarnational period that you are involved in, there is a multitude of activities that are being carried out by the various organisms and cells that exist within your physical being. That, as we have suggested as well, you may not be aware of in your so-called awakened consciousness state, but at some level of your consciousness you are absolutely aware of, that you understand emphatically what is occurring, the activities, the alterations and changes within your physical being within a particular incarnational period, that once again or a validation of beliefs and belief systems, many that you desire to experience and many experiences that you, in your awakened consciousness state, do not necessarily desire to experience. However, once again, the spark of consciousness that you are does not in any way manipulate your particular experiences in order to validate your conscious thoughts of what you believe to be right or wrong, but rather creates from a position of absolute and unconditional love without judging whether or not it's good or bad, right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable, but rather validates beliefs and belief systems that once again many times are put in with levels of your consciousness that are very difficult for you to access in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Not impossible, but difficult. And so there are activities being carried out, billions of activities carried out within your physical being on a continual basis. But in order to carry that analogy one step farther, we would also suggest that those billions of cells that are carrying out these activities, that your consciousness, your subconsciousness is aware of what's occurring, are also altering, changing. These cells are, for lack of a better terminology, dying and being replaced by other cells on a continual basis. And so within this particular incarnational period, the cells that one brings into this incarnation are not necessarily, and in fact, absolutely are not, the same cells that will be involved in maintaining that physical being at the end of that particular incarnational period. They will not only have just have changed, but they will have changed many, many, many times. And so we have this continuum alteration and changing of cells within a physical being that occur on a continual basis over the entire existence within a particular incarnational period. In the existence and alteration and changing of these particular cells is not necessarily consistent in terms of what you refer to as time. In other words, some of these cells will alteract, change, be replaced in what you in your so-called awakened consciousness state would refer to as a relatively short period of time, while others will exist and be replaced over much longer periods of time. But nonetheless, being replaced on a continual basis, and as a result of those changes, as a result of certain cells existing and then evolving and being altered, you validate your belief in time and space. You can recognize what you believe to be changes that have occurred over the transition of time. Once again, it validates a human consciousness belief system in time and space, and validates for many to a great extent that you're not really in control of all of the activities that are occurring within your physical being. You understand that you have the capacity to influence it, and many believe that through various types of consumption or various alterations in lifestyles, you can absolutely alter your physical being. You believe it, you achieve it. It comes as a validation of a belief in the belief system. Absolutely. And so it is that many believe that by consuming various types of certain foods or elements that you can indeed influence and alter the very makeup of your physical being. And as a result, once again, of believing, you can and do absolutely experience it in your so-called awakened consciousness state. It's an illusion. It's a validation of belief systems. It's a validation of belief systems. It's important to grasp that concept. For as we have suggested many times, what one consumes and the effect that it has upon one's physical being is not nearly as important as the belief that you hold regarding that element that you are consuming. Belief has an absolute infinite impact upon the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so you exist in an incarnational period where you accept and understand that there are, once again, billions of activities being carried out within your physical being, obviously influenced by your beliefs and belief systems. And that these cells that are carrying out these functions are going through a process of what you refer to as evolution, alteration, changing, dying off and being replaced, if you wish. Some existing during that transition period while one is still functioning and is in the state of having another being created to replace that function. And so it continues within your physical being. And it validates once again your belief in time and space. Now, what becomes a more difficult concept to grasp is that in this validation of time and space, and to utilize a belief in time and space in an attempt to give an explanation of the existence that you experience in this vibrational level, you experience incarnational periods that, similar to the cells that are being replaced and reborn within your physical being, these incarnational periods as well overlap each other many times. It becomes difficult to grasp the concept that existing within this particular, what you believe to be a time frame, this incarnational period, you may be involved not only in this particular physical body that you experience in this so-called awakened consciousness state that you believe is the most important element of your entire existence, but you may be involved in other physical beings, physical realities within that so-called same time and same period. You may be involved in entirely different scenarios. You may be involved within this same time and same stash that you believe to be a particular incarnational period. You may be experiencing several different lives, if you wish, in different entities on this earth system. Not only different in terms of being separated from the one that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state, but indeed different in terms of the entire existence, the entire experience. You may be involved in, for example, the opposite gender, an opposite body in terms of your sexual orientation. You may be involved in what you refer to as different societies, entirely different belief systems, perhaps belief systems that in this particular consciousness that you are aware of are the exact opposite of the beliefs that you currently hold in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Some of the ones that you would look upon and judge as being less than desirable, you may indeed be an entity involved in that what you perceive to be less than desirable reality or belief and belief systems or societal beliefs and belief systems. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire, fulfills the belief and belief systems that you hold without a judgment. It's only in your awakened consciousness that you judge that one is right or one is wrong, one is desirable, one is less than desirable. There's nothing wrong with that, as we've suggested many times. It allows you to function in society. It allows you to have limitations and boundaries that you desire in your awakened consciousness state. We're not suggesting that it's right or wrong. And in fact, in many of the societies, it's what allows you to continue your existence in a particular incarnational period. It's not right or wrong other than what you perceive in your so-called awakened consciousness state. What is acceptable in one society is not nearly as acceptable in another society. It doesn't mean one is superior and one is inferior, absolutely not. It's a validation of beliefs and belief systems. It's a validation of a choice to experience day-to-day events for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with those particular day-to-day activities. It's why you exist in this vibrational level. And so, similarly to the evolution of the cells within your body is what you refer to as evolution, where various cells are, for lack of a better terminology, existing within the same time and same space while one is seemingly terminating an existence within that physical body while the other is beginning a new existence. So it is that you in your so-called awakened consciousness state many times are experiencing other lifetimes, other incarnational periods within your so-called same time frame. Other incarnational periods, once again, that's similar to the cells in your physical being, which make up your entire physical body, are completely opposite, entirely different, but nonetheless part of the one that makes your entire concept of the spark of consciousness that you are. You are all that is. It becomes a difficult explanation once again because you believe in this concept of time and space. And it's an illusion. It doesn't really exist. You believe that when you terminate a particular incarnational period, that it is somehow goes through some type of a transition that is based upon a belief in time and space. And that's an illusion. At the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, there is no perception of time and space. When you alter, if you wish, your consciousness to the level in which you seemingly end an incarnational period, at the level of consciousness that you are functioning in this so-called, what we call between incarnational periods, you become more aware of the other aspects of who and what you truly are, without having the full understanding, unless of course you choose to have that full understanding. And the irony of it is, when you choose to have the full understanding, then you will, for all intents and purposes, choose as well to not exist within this vibrational level. As we have suggested, for you to attempt to hold within your so-called consciousness mind, your awake consciousness state, the understanding entirely of who and what you truly are, you would be completely overwhelmed. It's beyond your comprehension. You choose to make it that way. You choose to put in practice those limitations. And should you become fully aware of who and what you truly are, then you will exist outside of this vibrational level. For to do so is to remove what you refer to as the veil, to remove that electromagnetic type of energy that you choose to hold in play. That you choose to hold in play. You choose to be here. You choose to have these experiences. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Thank you, Josiah. You've answered quite a number of my questions that I had coming into today. But I'd like, if you could elaborate, if we ourselves, and that analogy is just wonderful, our cells in our bodies are replacing as we see it all the time, and the new cells come in, should not have the same memory that the old cells, as if using that terminology, have. And so we may be existing in a physical condition, a condition that we would call a disease that is not a desirable in our conscious life, in our conscious incarnation. It's not as desirable from that point of view. How best to determine why we continue to replicate those illnesses and not really understand why we're having them?
All of the experiences that you have in your so-called awakened consciousness state, as we have suggested many times, are a validation of beliefs and belief systems. To experience an intense range of emotions and feelings. Now it's only in your so-called awakened consciousness state that you view these feelings as being either positive or negative, desirable or less than desirable. And so when you are experiencing what you refer to as a disease, or to pronounce the word more properly, a dis-ease in your physical being, it's a validation of a belief or a belief system. Now, becomes a difficult concept to grasp and to understand and to hold and to own, that you would hold a belief system that's responsible for this disease to perpetuate throughout your physical being. You see, this disease, similar to all of the so-called positive cells that exist within your physical being, is also being replaced. The cells that are responsible for this disease are also being replaced on the same continual basis as all the rest of the cells and entities and all of the bacteria and all of the organisms that exist within your physical being are continuously being replaced. It validates your belief in time and space. That's the reason beyond this alteration and changes. As the cells are being replaced, you can see the physical alterations of the what you refer to as your body as it so-called goes through this evolutionary process. Now, this evolutionary process is based upon choices and decisions, thoughts and feelings, attitudes, beliefs, what it is that you desire. And many of those beliefs are based upon choices that are made at an altered state of consciousness, at a level of consciousness from which you create this reality. And therein lies the difficulty of accepting the responsibility. Because in your awakened consciousness state, you think, well, I would never choose that. And yet, throughout an entire existence, you have been involved in various choices and decisions, various interactions that have resulted in a particular disease occurring within one's physical being. And it's not right or wrong. It's important to grasp that it's not right or wrong. You see, many entities that have this disease look back and say, what did I do wrong? You didn't do anything wrong. At some level, you put in place a belief system that is stored within the DNA, that it's a opportunity to have a various experience within a particular incarnational period. And you must recognize and realize that it's only in your conscious state that you judge whether it's right or wrong. You see, this experience that you have the opportunity to have come to fruition within a particular incarnational period is put in place in an altered state of consciousness. Now, to use your belief in time and space, we would suggest that it's put in place in your so-called between incarnational state. It's at that level of consciousness many times that these choices are made. Choices to be involved in various experiences, various lifestyles, various societies within a particular incarnational period. And put in place as well, contained within the DNA, the possibility to enjoy and experience certain realities, including what you in your so-called awakened consciousness state would refer to a less than desirable reality that you tend to term and to label as a disease. It's only a disease in your awakened consciousness state. The spark of consciousness from which you create this reality has no such judgment. And so, at that level that we refer to as your between incarnational state, at that level you make choices and decisions upon various opportunities for experiences to occur within a particular incarnational period. And you bring that belief or belief system, you bring that potential experience into an incarnational period stored within your DNA. Whether it's what you refer to as a negative or a positive experience is irrelevant. Throughout your incarnational period, you make choices and decisions that influence the energy that surrounds the DNA and activates or deactivates particular aspects of the DNA, and it takes what was once perhaps simply a possibility and turn it into a probability to occur within a particular lifespan, within a particular incarnational period, or conversely, take what was once considered to be a probability and reverse it into simply a possibility, and lessening the potential of that occurring within an incarnational period. And so this so-called disease or dis-ease that occurs within an incarnational period many times is based upon beliefs or belief systems that are put in place in your so-called altered states of consciousness. To have that opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that you in your awakened consciousness state judge as being negative or positive. Many times. It's rather ironic that one goes through these so-called negative experiences and comes out the other side, and perhaps is what you would in your awakened consciousness state view as being a successful alteration into what you might refer to as a positive type of experience, and look back upon that so-called negative type of experience, that the disease, as being a very interesting and perhaps a very moving and emotional part of the entire existence, and gives one that feeling of euphoria in having accomplished what it is that you have desired and believed was possible for you to accomplish. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire. And that desire may be rooted in another incarnational period. It may be rooted in your so-called subconsciousness, in that spark of consciousness that you are, for the opportunity to experience that reality without the judgment of whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. That judgment is made in your awakened consciousness state. It's rather ironic that in your awakened consciousness state one will make decisions that influence a particular situation in such a manner that it comes out as what you refer to as a desirable experience or reality. And many times individuals look upon that activity as being something that they will accept the responsibility for. The results are what you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as desirable. So yeah, I took all of these certain steps and that resulted in this reality. And then look at how good I am at creating that reality. And you accept the responsibility for that reality because it's in your awakened consciousness state what you might term to be desirable. Now, it's quite the opposite when one is involved many times in creating a reality that results in the physical being experiencing this disease. And so you look upon those reactivities of those realities and you suggest, like, what did I do wrong? A difficulty for many to accept even that they did anything wrong that was resulted in this reality. Because of course you did nothing wrong. This is not a right or wrong situation. This is not because you in this particular incarnational period did something wrong that's the result of the reality that you're experiencing. This is not a right or wrong concept, except what you judge it to be in your so-called awakened consciousness state. At the level of consciousness from which you create the reality is a validation of beliefs and belief systems. Many times, beliefs and belief systems that are put in place at that level of your consciousness that you are not aware of in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And therefore it becomes difficult to accept. Now, there are examples when you can look upon it and say, well, that's a genetic defect. You can definitely point to and understand that there has been an alteration in the genetic makeup that's resulted in various so-called diseases, various limitations, if you wish, on one's physical abilities. One may, for example, be born with some type of an ailment that limits the so-called term of a particular existence within an incarnational period, and it's very easy to trace back to what you refer to as a genetic activity, a genetic misfunction, if you wish. However, it becomes much more difficult because of the lack of your so-called scientific understanding of your DNA to grasp the concept that many of the diseases that exist within one's physical being within a particular incarnational period can also be traced back to this DNA which is containing within it the various possibilities and probabilities for certain activities to occur within a particular incarnational period. Very, very much like our example of a genetic dysfunction. However, because it's in your DNA, a much more subtle type of storing, if you wish, of a belief or a belief system for the opportunity for that to be experienced within a particular incarnational period. Many times, not coming to fruition, if you wish, until one reaches what you refer to as your later lifespan within this particular incarnational period. Your choice, to put it in that perspective, it's a validation of a belief and a belief system. It's difficult, once again, to explain that you exist in the now, that this is an illusion. It becomes particularly difficult to grasp that as an explanation when one is the entity that's involved in this so-called less than desirable experience and questions, what have I done wrong? You can't do wrong in this particular existence, in this vibrational level. Only in your awakened consciousness state can you have such a judgment. It becomes hard to grasp as well that the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices as much as when your physical being is in this so-called dis-ease, as it rejoices when this physical being is in what you would term as being a very positive experience. Right or wrong is an awake human consciousness judgment, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. At the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. It's a validation of beliefs and belief systems, many of which were put in place at that level of consciousness from which you create this reality. Your choice to experience. It becomes very difficult to accept that it's your choice when, once again, the reality, the experience is less than desirable. Much more difficult than to accept the responsibility when the experience is one that you, in your awakened consciousness state, desire and find to be rather enjoyable. It's important to understand that there is no right or wrong at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality. It's important to grasp the concept that you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are, and that this is an illusion. Despite the fact that it's an illusion that seems to be completely beyond your control and seems to be at times overwhelming in terms of your feelings and emotions. That's why you signed up. Why you choose to exist in this vibrational level. it becomes very difficult for us to grasp an understanding of that concept, for we have never existed within a vibrational level, and as we have suggested at other times, we have difficulty in understanding why the hell anyone would want to exist in a vibrational level. The alternative is, we understand in our vibrational level the process utilized to create the reality that we experience. And consequently, the intensity or the range of emotions is very difficult for us to achieve, with one exception. And that exception is the understanding that we are absolute and unconditional love, as each of you are, and as each of you will come to understand. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are, and you cannot fail to understand that the reality that you create is created from a position of absolute unconditional love. You cannot fail. Despite all of the seemingly hardships, all of the seemingly negative and positive realities that you create, that seem at many times to be less than desirable, and even if they are desirable, absolutely and completely beyond your control, you cannot fail to come to the understanding that you are absolute, unconditional love. That's all it is. It's an emotion that for us is absolute, continuously expanding if you wish. And yet when we create realities similar to the realities that you experience, when we create the realities that we exist in, we understand the creation process. We understand that it's illusionary. We understand that the only real realism, the only thing that truly matters, the only emotion that's truly important, is the emotion and understanding, once again, of absolute, unconditional, unending love. The best is of all creation. The best is of all consciousness. And does that answer your question?
That does very nicely. Thank you very much. One other thing then that you brought out today, and I thank you just for improving and increasing the understanding, is the thought that I may have incarnations that are perhaps fighting on what I would call, quote, the other side at this particular incarnational time, and experiencing extreme emotions such as the fires that we call ISIS on this day. And the people around them, and that I might have a part on that side as well at the same time. Could you comment on that? And can you actually tell from birth if I am incarnated in an area like that at this time?
First, it's important to understand this. There are all entities involved in any situation within your entire existence, within this entire vibrational level, are involved in that situation by choice. All entities on both sides of what you refer to as a conflict are involved in that conflict by choice. Many times, when there is what you refer to as a conflict, and there is these negative and positive powers that one judges that are in conflict with each other. To put it into a more simple basis, when two entities are involved in what you refer to as an abusive situation, it's important to understand that not only is the so-called victim in that situation involved in that situation by choice, that victim, many times, is also the entity that has the most influence upon that particular interaction. As we have suggested many times, it's the victim who is in control, not the aggressor. And you can take that from an individual abusive situation between two entities and expand it to entire nations. The mentality is exactly the same. And so to suggest that one is the aggressor is wrong and the one that is being the victim is right is to suggest that neither one has a choice in the activity that they're involved in. And it's really not that way. They're involved in that activity through choice. When one is experiencing what you refer to as the SEs, which we took this and gave an explanation for, it's important to understand that that same type of experience, that same thought process can be applied to situations that you refer to where there are conflicts between two individuals, whether they be two individuals as separate entities or two individuals in terms of entire societies that are at opposition to each other. They're there by choice, a validation of beliefs and belief systems. Many times, difficult to accept, difficult to comprehend that the entities that are involved on both sides agree to be involved and to participate in that type of recreation. Because in your awakened consciousness state, you view that as a negative situation. Now, if those two groups of entities were in, once again, what you term in your awakened consciousness state, involved in some type of an activity where they were all seemingly benefiting from their interactions, where there was what you refer to as prosperity, where there was an exchange of various ideas and concepts that resulted in both of them living what you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as a very desirable type of reality, as opposed to the less than desirable type of reality that they're experiencing now. That's a human consciousness judgment on a concept of what's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. The spot of consciousness that you are creates both situations equally from a position of absolute unconditional love and validates beliefs of all of the entities that are involved in those situations. Now again, because you judge one to be positive and the other one to be negative, it's difficult to accept that both of them are created from a position of absolute and unconditional love. But that positive and negative judgment only exists at the level of consciousness from which you experience this reality. It does not exist at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality. And there's a big difference between the two, absolutely. And so, is it possible that one is involved in a situation that's entirely opposite from what you to believe in this incarnational period to be less than desirable? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's an opportunity to experience a reality that's entirely opposite to what you believe in this particular incarnational experience. It's not right or wrong. It's the opportunity that one chooses to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are possible to create in both circumstances, and particularly when you believe you're not in control, as the so-called victims in that particular reality that you are referring to believe that they are absolutely not in control. The irony of it is, they are as much and perhaps more in control than the aggressor in that particular situation. A difficult concept to grasp. We understand that absolutely. But from the level at which you create this reality, there is no judgment. It is not right or wrong. It's a validation of beliefs in belief systems. It's an illusion. It is difficult as that is to grasp that concept, it's an illusion. This reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary reality that you will experience at any of your levels of consciousness. It's very difficult to sustain. It requires tremendous amounts of energy to sustain. And you can only sustain it for various lengths of time until you must alter your consciousness. Until you must rest, if you wish. Until you alter your consciousness into other levels that are more real. It takes a tremendous amount of energy to sustain the electromagnetic type of energy that you refer to as a veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. The energy that each of you expends in order to create this reality is beyond your broadest imagination. It's an energy that surpasses anything that you could possibly be aware of. It's all that is. In each entity involved in all of the interactions, whether they be what you refer to as positive or negative, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, expend the same amount of energy to sustain the limitations of their understanding of who and what they truly are. You are one. You are not separate. Therein as well lies a very difficult aspect to grasp, that you are one, that you are not separate, that you are at some level of your consciousness connected to each and every entity, not only in this particular vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels throughout all of creation. We are connected. We are not separate, and yet we are individuals. It's like looking at a particular city and saying that all of the entities within that city are connected. It is one. It is one society. And yet it is made up of individuals, and yet they are all one. That's a very poor analogy, but you will have difficulty finding any type of an explanation through the utilization of a vocabulary. It's an understanding that comes from going with inside. But it also becomes difficult to grasp the concept that not only is there the possibility that one is involved in a particular incarnational period in that particular aspect or creation that you refer to, but indeed, even in your so-called present state, one not only is aware, but is participating in and validating and sustaining that reality. You are not separate. You are one. You are all that is. And that's a very difficult concept to grasp. But it's as close as we can come to give an explanation of who and what you truly are, that you are not separate. It's much more easy for one to become involved in what you refer to as a very positive situation than it is to accept that you are involved in what you refer to as being a very negative situation or circumstance. When one witnesses the feelings of interactions and of being a one and of joy that one experiences when one is involved in what you refer to as your sporting events, the entire witness, the entire group of entities that are involved in witnessing a particular event feel as one, connected, joyous, particularly if the experience is one that they believe is a positive experience. They are one. They feel as one. They feel the energy of that entire group of entities as one. And because it's a positive experience in your awakened consciousness state, you view it as being a very joyous and a very uplifting situation. It becomes much more difficult to look at an experience that you view as negative and to once again accept that you are one, that you are participating in, of validating and perpetuating the situation. When entities and more than one become involved in certain activities, the combination of their energy forms what you refer to as a synergy and becomes much more potent than when an individual attempts to have an experience separate from the rest. There are various activities that occur throughout your entire Earth system that are a reflection of that particular combination of various energies. Some of them you would refer to as positive, some of them you would refer to as negative. In the situation that you refer to where there is the conflict, the entities on both sides are involved in a interaction and a combination of their energies to perpetuate the situation. And so it is when you have other groups that are involved in situations where they gather with a common goal, if you wish, and you can see it through various aspects of your reality. There are some who would suggest, for example, that you utilize prayer can be a waste of time. We would suggest absolutely not. If you have a group of entities who all have the same feelings, all have the same intent, all have the same expectations, all have the same belief or belief systems, then indeed that interaction, what you might refer to as prayer, or you can call it meditation, or you can call it whatever you wish, when the group assembles, the combination of their energy creates a synergy which is much more greater than the sum of the individual parts. And it can accomplish tremendous alterations and changes. And it doesn't matter what you call it. It's a combination of beliefs and belief systems that form a synergy. And so it is, whether it's a positive or negative reaction and belief in your so-called awakened consciousness state, it has the same effect. And so you in this particular incarnational period, in this particular physical being, are involved presently in a synergy situation that enhances and gives us the opportunity to interact and to experience the act of you as a result of the combination of the energy. And you may indeed be involved in other aspects of creation process that while in this particular incarnational period, in this particular physical being, you view as being very negative. However, in the other incarnational periods may be involved, and we would suggest are probably involved, if not particularly at this particular incarnational period, because of your belief in time and space, but at some level of your consciousness, involved in other aspects that you in this particular incarnational period would view as very, very negative, such as the conflicts that you refer to that are occurring in various aspects of this particular Earth system that you exist in. Right or wrong is an awake human consciousness concept. When more entities hold a belief or a belief system and come together in terms of holding and validating that belief or belief system, it enhances the probability of that belief system coming into effect. Every entity existing within your vibrational level is involved in what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system. It's sort of a preliminary requirement in order to enter into this vibrational level, time and space, the necessity to consume various elements to sustain a physical being. That there is this passage of time which is validated by your so-called various seasons and alterations of your various times that you judge as being past and present and future. all of these human consciousness beliefs and belief systems, that all entities existing within your vibrational level hold as absolutes. And while some may attempt to step outside of those human consciousness beliefs or belief systems, they don't sustain it for very long until they're pulled back into believing it being a necessary part of existence within your particular earth system. Human consciousness belief system that the so-called aggressors agree to participate in, that the so-called victims agree to participate in, that every so-called human existing within your vibrational level agrees to participate in. That one can grasp and understand. It becomes more difficult to grasp and understand that there are other beliefs and belief systems that one agrees to participate in, that allow you to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings, that may be activities that, such as the aggressors you view to be negative, or the victims that you agree, that you believe to be less than desirable. A validation of beliefs and belief systems. And if you are not involved in a particular element in your so-called awakened consciousness state, we assure you at some level of your consciousness, you are involved absolutely. The reality that you experience within this vibrational level is a reality that you are aware of through each and every atom of the entire universe. You are all that is. You are not separate from any other entity, and yet you are an individual. You are unique. You are all that is, and consequently, that infers that you are also nothing. Two very conflicting ideas, absolutely, but you can have one without the other. The tragedies that occur throughout your entire earth system, each and every entity in your entire earth system at some level of their consciousness is aware of the beliefs and belief systems, of the choices and decisions that are made to put those realities in play. It's not right or wrong other than you judge it to be in your so-called awakened consciousness state. It's an opportunity for you to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that you choose to be involved in. You create this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love, as does every other entity that exists, not only in your vibrational level, but in all of the levels of creation. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Can you just touch on, I know you've touched on it before, but addictions, why is it so prevalent and people have such a difficult time breaking it, like, you know, the negative?
It comes back to the same general or basic answer. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold, choices and decisions. It becomes very difficult to accept that the reality that one is experiencing is a reality that they desire. It's a reality based upon imagination, but particularly a reality based upon expectation. An expectation is based upon choices and decisions, beliefs, thoughts and feelings. You see, when one holds a belief that it's not possible to alter a particular reality, then the reality that they create validates the belief. when one enters into an incarnational period, one brings with them, once again, carried within the DNA, the possibilities to experience certain realities, various experiences. And those realities, those experiences, are validated or not validated, depending upon the choices and decisions, the thoughts and feelings, depending on the beliefs that one holds, depending upon the attitudes that one experiences. Attitudes, not that are attitudes that one chooses, well, I'm going to hold a certain attitude, when I really don't believe that that's how I feel, but I'm going to hold that attitude. That's not the attitudes we're talking about. We're talking about the spontaneous attitude that one's experiences. It's like, where did that come from? Well, it comes from a belief. Your attitudes are tied to your beliefs and belief system and are influenced by your thoughts and feelings, choices and decisions. One becomes an addict through a choice. One makes a decision at some level of your consciousness. Many of those decisions are made in your awakened consciousness state, particularly in various aspects of addiction. But it becomes very difficult to grasp the concept that at some level of their consciousness, entities have chosen to put in place the various beliefs and belief systems in their DNA, which they activate through their choices and decisions, through their thoughts and feelings, that bring the possibility of that experience into a particular incarnational period. They change it from a possibility into a probability, and then they make the choices and decisions that validate the belief and belief system and make it real. And it seems to be beyond their control. But it's absolutely based upon choices and decisions, perhaps made in altered states of consciousness, in perhaps influenced more from altered states of consciousness, but nonetheless made by a particular individual, not by someone else. You see, to overcome an addiction is very difficult until one accepts the responsibility for the addiction. Many are aware of that in your conscious state. Do you accept the responsibility? It's very difficult to alter the addiction when it's always someone else's fault, or it's always something that you can't control. That's a choice and a decision. And it's not right or wrong. It's a validation of a belief or a belief system, and the spot of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate the belief system and rejoices in that creation process without judging whether or not what you experience in your awakened consciousness state is right or wrong, but rather giving you that which you desire, validating beliefs and belief systems so that you can experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are possible that you can have when you are involved in that creation process and experiencing that seemingly negative reality that appears to be absolutely beyond your control. Many entities in your so-called awakened consciousness state search for what they believe to be some state of enlightenment. And we would challenge you, is the entity who suffers from some addiction and who exists in what you refer to as a negative type of reality, perhaps living in what you would refer to as a very, very undesirable state, existing homeless in a addicted type of creation process, is that individual who has limited their understanding of who and what they truly are, who is experiencing an intense range of emotions and feelings and accomplishing what you entered into this vibrational level to accomplish in the first place, not more enlightened than the entity who feels that they are somehow connected to their spark of consciousness. Something that we suggest is impossible for you to accomplish while you continue to choose to exist in this vibrational level. There is no such thing as enlightenment in this vibrational level or any other vibrational level. To suggest that you can become enlightened and somehow become a better individual is to suggest that there are lesser individuals. And it's really not that way. Your spirituality is not something that you can be separated from. You don't have to search for enlightenment. It's within each of you. It's who and what you truly are. You can't lose it. And so why would you search for it? And so that individual who's experiencing the homelessness and the addiction is actually accomplishing to a greater extent a successful creation of why you entered into this vibrational level than the entity who seems to have very level what we would suggest to be very easy, not extreme experiences of emotional levels either one way or the other. Who is accomplishing more of what you entered into this vibrational level to accomplish in the first place? You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. The reality you experience is a validation of the beliefs you hold. Right or wrong, good or bad, is an awake human consciousness concept. You create it all. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. It's important to understand and to grasp that concept. You cannot fail. Whether you are a homeless entity existing in an addicted state, or someone who seemingly believes that they have somehow become enlightened, you are all the same. At some point in your so-called belief in time and space, you will come to understand who and what you truly are. You cannot fail. And you are all one. You are all that is, regardless of the experience and the status that you believe to hold in your so-called awakened consciousness state. There is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than any other entity. You are one, and yet you are separate. You are all that is. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank
you. Well now. Well, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction. We would like to once again express our gratitude to each of you, and we would remind you once again as well that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until we meet again, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.